I'm excited. Are you ladies excited? Okay, first of all, I am no expert. I think we are all on our journey to living healthier. And so I made quite a few changes within the last 2 years. And I have a group of ladies who I consider experts. Some have diplomas, some don't. And so let's go ahead and have the panel come on up here. And let's give them a big hand clap. We have lots of stuff for you. So, ladies, grab a seat. We can even, if you're on the edge and you feel a little left out, just turn your chair in. And today is, and you will see these ladies love you. This is not a condemning session or anything like that. This is not a judgment session. We are not throwing stones here. Okay, this is a cheerleading session where we are basically giving you information and encouraging you to make those steps. And those of you ladies who already feel like you are like top-notch health, and you are going to love this also because it's going to be encouraging to you. So just a couple things that we are going to be doing today. We're going to be doing some recipes. That's what all this stuff is up here for. We are going to be doing blood pressure screenings later on, which we have our little, well, it's really a giant machine over there. And then are we going to be doing the blood test too? Did we get that stuff? No? Okay. Well, you know, that was a good thought. So I'm going to sit down, try to remain seated, but mostly we're just going to be interviewing these ladies. And do ladies have your papers on your chairs? Yeah? Did you see your papers? That was our free gift to you today, a piece of paper and a pen. No? Oh. Wow, that was a good thought, too. No. Okay. Actually, our wonderful ushers, our amazing ushers, are going to be passing them out now. And what you can do is, as you're listening to these ladies' stories and their encouragement, you can write down some questions. Okay? Any question that you have, we want to answer it. Also, you can text in your questions, which we have the phone number up on the overhead, hopefully. So texting charges do apply. So let's get that phone number up there. Our screens are just, you know, those techno demons. You guys ever heard of them? Yeah, they come after you. Okay, there we go. Okay, so go ahead and text those questions in as we listen. And we are going to try to do 10 minutes. How many people were here for the sex talk last week? We said 5 minutes. You need to say what the Lord says about sex, right? And it was like, okay. All right, so we doubled the time. 10 minutes. We believe it's going to happen. So first up is Yolandi. Let's give a hand clap for Yolandi. Yolandi, tell us a little bit about yourself and then share what God's put on your heart.
Okay, so my name is Yolandi. It's good to meet you all. So I recently graduated from medical school just a few months ago. Woo. But I haven't started residency yet because I have a brand new baby at home, so I'm a first-time mom. Now too, so I'm at home, and it was so funny. I'm like, you know, at home nursing my baby, feeling like, you know, mother of the universe, like happy baby. And my mom calls me. She's like, hey, you know, we want to talk about health. As I'm like ready to throw away the, you know, stick from the like Häagen-Dazs ice cream bar I just ate and lick every last piece of chocolate off that thing before I get rid of it. Anyway, so I was like, okay. And, you know, throughout my life and throughout the many years that I spent in school learning about diseases and learning about the body and everything, it's been so amazing to see what a big difference it can make what you eat and to what your life is going to be like, how you feel and how you look. So anyway, I wanted to just kind of start it light because this can be really heavy because everybody can feel really bad about what they weigh and everything. So we have a little video to show you. If you go ahead and roll it.
Let's watch this video.
Best, I love this one over food. Sometimes we pray over food and ask God to make up for our bad choices when we eat. That's funny. What is, Lord, bless this food to the nourishment of our bodies. Lord, bless this bag of Cheetos. And this jumbo Dr. Pepper, Lord. Somehow make this nourish us in some way. I don't know how you're going to do it, Father, but we just trust in you now. Father, change the molecular structure of this food.
This complete trash we're about to shove in our gullet. Change the Cheeto into a carrot stick on the way down. Spirit of low carb, rain down on me now! I pray a hedge of protection around my pancreas, Lord! Right now! Intervene!
Anybody ever feel that way? I know I did sometimes. So I was thinking, you know, there's so many things. I Google just like health. A billion things come up, right? There's so many diets. Eat this, not that. Do this, not that. So I was like, whoa, this is like too much. Where am I going to start? So I decided, hey, this is girlfriends. You know, let's start with what the Word of God says. That's like why we're here. And just, you know, as a very important point, as all of us start talking to you about health, changing your lifestyle and changing your life can seem incredibly overwhelming, right, to the average person. To me, it seems overwhelming. But the reason that we're here is because we all know that God can do anything. We have faith in the power of God. So I just want to encourage you that you are not alone, that God can really help you do anything and make any changes in your life that you need to make, you know? You all agree with me? God is amazing, and that's really the testimony that all of us have, okay? So as we look at this, just remember that. And just remember, as we sang this morning, we serve a God who loves us. You know, God is not out there, you know, waiting for all the things we do wrong. That God loves us. And anyway, okay, so let's see what the Bible says. Okay, so I found just the easiest place, the very first chapter of the very first book of the Bible. God talks about food, right? Because it's sort of important. So if you turn there, you can turn there if you want to. But in Genesis 1:29, God says to Adam and Eve, I give you every seed-bearing plant on the face of the whole earth and every tree that has fruit with seed in it. It will be yours for food. So right off the bat, God says, hey, you can have like anything that grows. And you think about, well, baked goods that we eat, muffin, you know, that doesn't grow. But, you know, everything that we eat comes from plants, something that grew. So it's all food. Basically, you know, we can't eat rocks, I guess. So anyway, and then, you know, some big major event happened on Earth, and there was a big flood. And then right after the flood, because you're like looking at this like there's a major food group missing, right, from this picture. Right after that, God said in Genesis 9:3 to Noah, everything that lives and moves about will be food for you. Just as I gave you the green plants, now I give you everything. So there you go. God completes the whole food group for us. So basically, that's what the Bible says we can eat. Okay, so the thing is, with eating, sometimes we go to the extremes. We either like totally deprive ourselves and aren't eating anything, or, you know, we just kind of do whatever we want, and, you know, then we can gain a lot of weight. So what is the happy medium, and what does the Word of God say about that? Because that's really what I want to hear. Okay, so the verses that I found for that are in 1 Corinthians 6:12. This is what God says. I mean, this is what Paul says, and, you know, what God wants us to hear. You have the right to do anything you say, but not everything is beneficial. I have the right to do anything, but not I'll not be mastered by anything. Again, he repeats it just a few verses later. It's really important. You have the right to do anything, but not everything is beneficial. You have the right to do everything, but not everything is constructive. So that's really important to take into account what's constructive and what's not. And then in 1 Corinthians 6:19, it says, do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own. You were bought with a price. Therefore, honor God with your body. Okay, so as like a newly graduated doctor, let me just give you some basics of what your doctor really wants you to know about your health, just really a baseline of where you're at. And, you know, so when you decide, hey, this is my goal, you need to kind of know where you're starting out now so that you know where you want to go and how to get there. Okay, so the next thing is, the first thing your doctor wants you to know is BMI. Anybody heard of BMI? You hear it everywhere. BMI, BMI, BMI. What does it stand for? Well, BMI stands for your body mass index. And basically, the things you need to know about yourself to calculate your BMI is how tall you are, and you need to know what your weight is. Okay? Some people have really interesting ways of finding out what their weight is.
That's ingenious. This is amazing. Never thought of that.
Okay, so when you calculate your BMI, you get a number, okay? So let's talk about what the numbers can be. If you get a number 18.5 or less from your BMI, which is a little low, then you are considered to be underweight. So there we have an example of somebody who's underweight. You may know that's her BMI up there. Okay? So what is the good BMI? What number do you want to get? Well, 18.5 to 25 is considered totally normal, really healthy weight for you. And that lady, Miss Beyonce, who everybody recognized, she's like really healthy, 21.4. And she's not that skinny, huh? She looks really good.
She
really
has
normal.
Curves.
Yes.
Curves are okay.
So the curves are good. Okay, so what is overweight? Well, overweight is the next category. It's 25 to 30.
Oh, yeah. George.
Okay, and then after that, there's a new category. If you are over 30, then that is considered the big bad word nobody wants to hear, obese, right? Okay, so this is just kind of a reality check, a really nice way to check where you are. And we all love Lost and Mr.
Yeah, Percy, Yolandi, we have a connection there.
Yes, we do.
Lost.
Yes,
it's true.
Okay, so why is it important if your BMI is over 30? Well, I just want to talk to you about some quick things that, you know, that you are at risk at. And these are serious life-threatening conditions that you can change in your life, okay? So first of all, high blood pressure, directly related to your weight, stroke, heart attack, type 2 diabetes, some types of cancer like colorectal cancer, polycystic ovarian syndrome, infertility, a lot of complications during pregnancy, bladder control problems, gout, osteoarthritis, all kinds of things, even depression, you know, a lot of psychological stuff too. So the next slide, you can see a chart of kind of where you should be, and that's just kind of to give you an idea.
Okay, so on this side is the height.
Yeah,
and
on the top is the weight.
Top is the weight.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Okay, so we find our height, find your weight, and then it'll meet.
Yeah, and we'll have stuff about this after that you can look a little closer.
Actually,
yeah.
Yeah. And there are pamphlets on the side over here for people. If you just, today is very chill, casual. So if you want to get up and kind of see what's over there, but let's not be too rude. Okay. So carry on, Yolandi.
Okay. So, you know, what about a bodybuilder, man? Those guys are like 200 pounds and like super healthy. Like their BMI is high. My little brother just calculated his BMI. He came back from boot camps. It's like super high. I'm like, whatever, you don't count. But anyway, don't want to talk about your BMI. Another way to check is checking your waist circumference. Really easy thing to do, right? If you have a tape measure. So what should your waist circumference be? This is so surprising.
This is like on the edge of my seat.
Okay, so for women, ideally, if you are healthy, your circumference should be less than 35 inches. That's something that you should shoot for. A really great goal if you don't want to calculate your BMI all the time.
So they can just use something like this.
Any tape measure, anything.
Okay.
Yeah. And then for men, if you want to go home and check on your men, it's less than 40 inches. Okay. So that's really easy to remember, 35 and 40. And now on the next slide, I just want to kind of show you, because people are like, hey, I'm a big person, right? I'm just built big. But here, this is a picture of a CT scan, which is taking a picture like right here in the middle. Okay, this is about that level on that lady. That's her liver there on the left. Look at that. That is a normal person, and on the right is somebody who has a lot of, you know, their BMI is probably over 30. They're the same size on the inside, but all of that is just on the outside, you know, and it puts a lot of pressure on your organs and a lot of weight on all your joints and everything. So anyway, that's just to give you an idea. Okay, and then the next one is my last slide, and I just want to give you some statistics. So you know that this is really important. Right now in the U.S., about one-third of people are obese. That's not even the overweight category like we talked about, right? So it's kind of a big problem. And then kids, the obesity in kids is increasing all the time. Now it's 17%. So, you know, as you look at this and kind of gauge where you are, and if you feel like there's no hope for me, that's not true. These women are going to give you
right.
Some awesome, awesome, awesome tips about what to do, okay?
So, good. Yeah. Thank you, Yolandi. Let's give her a big hand clap. And we are going to teach you some recipes, and even I want to challenge somebody in this room to, later on, not now, but grab your child from childcare, and they're going to try a smoothie of all fruit that's really healthy for your kids and some other little goodies. So we'll do that later. But one thing I want to also say is, you know, I'm into all these social networks and stuff on my phone, and I was following somebody, and they posted a headline of a 5-year-old that died of anorexia. That's insane. Insane. And so we cannot go to the extreme of going home, and do not go home and call your kid fat.
Okay? Do not say, you see that scale? You see your BMI? Okay, that is not safety. That's not love for our children. We need to do it in a good environment, healthy environment, giving them the right food and teaching them health. Okay? That's what it's about. Not an image, not a size, but health. So I just want to keep that in mind. Okay, Dr. V, tell us a little bit about yourself, even though we probably all know you because, you know, you're famous here. So tell teach us, Dr. V.
I'm a retired emergency physician. I retired about 6 years ago to spend more time with my children, and I no longer wanted to work nights and weekends, and this is lovely. But I practiced for like 14 years at Kaiser in Fontana, which was quite an experience. I have many tales to tell. I should write a book. But
I'd buy it.
Yolandi's message was scary, huh? you know, it just reminds you of where you need to be, but it was also the truth. And mine is scarier because she talked about she talked about the high BMI and how it can be directly related to some problems. And so I just wanted to address, I have 10 minutes, so I'm just going to address a few of the major problems that are in women and in men too. But the first is high blood pressure. And I have a scripture, Proverbs 3:13, that says, "How blessed is the man who finds wisdom and the man who gains understanding, for its profit is better than the profit of silver and its gain than fine gold. Long life is in her right hand." And so we have to be wise, you know, just like the comedian was saying, you know, we can't pray over our Cheetos and unhealthy things and think God is going to bless them and then wonder why we have high blood pressure and diabetes and we have to get knee replacements because we have osteoarthritis because we haven't made wise choices. And the Bible tells us to do that, right? So anyway, high blood pressure. So it leads to coronary artery disease, which is one of the things that kills people today. One of the number one things. Also to heart failure and stroke and kidney failure and other health problems. So what is your blood pressure? Your blood pressure is just how forcefully the blood goes through the arteries and veins of your body. How hard does it push to get there? Okay? So one in three adults in the United States, in our country, have high blood pressure. And it's a serious life-threatening condition. And usually you don't know it, which is why we're going to try to screen today and do some blood pressure so that you can take care of it because it's controllable with medication, with exercise, and with diet, okay? So they usually tell you two numbers. They'll say like, oh, your blood pressure is like 110 over 70 or something. Have you heard that before? Like one number and then you put a little, like you're dividing it, and then the second number. So the top number is your systolic blood pressure, and that's how hard it's pushing and when the heart pumps, okay? And then the bottom number is the diastolic pressure, and that's how much does the heart relax in between the time it pumps. So it pumps and it relaxes. It pumps and it relaxes. So the top number is systolic. The bottom number is diastolic. And a normal blood pressure we used to say 120 over 80, but really they want it below that because now we have like pre-hypertension and hypertension. So we really want it pretty low, okay? And basically, as you get older, you can get high blood pressure. It increases with age. And it's just because as you live, if you eat the incorrect diet, your arteries tend to get a little harder. And the harder your arteries get, the more pressure has to pump the blood through the body, okay? And some medications that you take may give you blood pressure problems like asthma medications. Birth control pills can cause your blood pressure to be elevated, as well as over-the-counter cold medicines can do it. So you have to make sure if you're getting your blood pressure taken and you've taken any of these, maybe it's not blood pressure, maybe it's some of the medicines, and then get it taken again. We usually want three readings high before we say you have high blood pressure on different circumstances and different times of the day. And then also hormones. Last time we had the panel, it talked a little bit about menopause and how if your symptoms are really severe, you might need to take some hormones, and those can also raise your blood pressure, okay? So you're at risk if you're older. It's much more common in African Americans and Hispanic cultures. And then overweight, based on the BMI that Yolandi taught us about, if you're obese. Also, men more than women, and then unhealthy lifestyle. Also, if your mom and your dad had high blood pressure, you're at risk to have high blood pressure. if you are under a lot of stress at work, just in the house with the kids, stress does it too. So the problems with high blood pressure is that as that heart is pumping, and it has to pump harder and harder and harder, it's pumping against your arteries, and it can lead them to get weak. So you can get an artery is like a tube that goes all through your body to deliver the blood where it needs to go, right? So if it's all this, like just think of a balloon, and if you keep overfilling it and overfilling it, what happens to the balloon? Okay, I'm almost done. It gets all stretched out, and it can pop, right? So that's an aneurysm. It also can cause you to have strokes because you get these aneurysms, these outpouchings of these tubes in your brain, and they can burst, and that's a hemorrhagic stroke in your brain, a bleeding stroke that, you know. And also it can mess with your eyes, and it can have those vessels can also be affected so that you can go blind, okay? So it's not anything that you should play with, but it can be prevented with a healthy diet and exercise. Probably 30 minutes a day would be sufficient, several times a week, like 3 to 4 times a week. Just a brisk walk or, just a walk would do it. You don't have to jog. As a matter of fact, if you're trying to burn weight, you want your heart rate to be a little bit elevated, not way elevated. So it's not a brisk jog or doing a marathon. It's just a nice paced walk, okay? And if you smoke, obviously that's not good for your health, so you need to stop smoking. And then finding a way to deal with whatever stress that you're under. I mean, if it's taking a Calgon bath at night, you know, to deal with the stress of the day, some kind of way to and take a break, okay? Also, your diet. And they have what's called, usually when we diagnose someone with high blood pressure, we say the DASH diet, which means dietary approach to stopping high blood pressure or hypertension. High blood pressure and hypertension, same thing, okay? And that's just mainly watching your salt, watching your fat, your cholesterol, and having fewer sweets and that kind of thing. The second problem that is caused is diabetes, and I just wanted to touch on it. Diabetes is basically too high sugar in your body, okay? Usually sugar is how we have energy, and usually an organ called the pancreas, which is shown in that picture there, makes insulin, and that brings your sugar down. So if you have overeaten and had a lot of sugars, it starts to get depleted, and the pancreas doesn't function as well as it should function, and so then you have diabetes, and then you have to give yourself insulin in a needle every single day, okay? You have to stick yourself, check your sugar, and give yourself a needle. The most common diabetes is not the one with the needle, though it's a pill. It's called type 2, but we won't get into that. Risk factors for diabetes, about the same as for high blood pressure, age and diet and that kind of thing. Symptoms that your blood sugar may be high, your vision has changed, you're thirsty, you're tired, you're peeing all the time, you're hungry, or you're losing weight when you haven't tried. And it can cause eye problems, foot and skin problems, heart problems, nerve problems, and kidney problems, okay? And the last problem is breast cancer. Now, that is also based on your age and your sex, of course, and family history is very important. They have studied, and there are genes that can be present if your mom had high blood pressure. I mean, if your mom had breast cancer, you need to check to see if you have that positive gene. And also your menstrual cycle. If you started your period very young and you did your menopause very late, the years of unopposed estrogen, which was one of the hormones that increases your chances of having it. So what symptoms would you have if you have breast cancer? You might find a breast or a lump. The nipple shape or size may change, or it may retract, or it may see some discharge coming out of the nipple. So I have some pictures there showing, you know, a lump. Your skin may be dimpled kind of like an orange. The texture of the skin may change. You may see the nipple looking a little different, or you may see some discharge coming out, okay? And ways to prevent that are, again, always back to the diet, and limiting red meat and limiting alcohol. So that's it in a nutshell, the three worst ones and things to look for. But we'll have a chance today to check your blood pressure and talk to you about a little bit more after we have some handouts, okay?
Sounds good. Thank you, Dr. V.
Thank you.
Dr. V always has the best pictures. I remember as a young single girl. sitting in church, seeing the first pictures, things I'd never seen before. And wouldn't see again till later on when I got married. Okay, Nicole. This is Nicole, and tell us a little bit about yourself.
Hi. My voice is gone. Everybody tells me it's always like that, but it's really gone. I went to camp this last, and I was like, whoa! So anyway, I just wanted to tell you guys that you guys are beautiful. I mean, from the inside out, seriously. And I've had three sons. I have a 9-year-old, I have an 8-year-old, and a 4-year-old. And through my life, I was really small and skinny and petite, and I'm 4'11", so I'm considered a really small person. So, but in that time, I started to gain weight. I didn't really think like, I thought I was skinny, so I didn't think I really needed to take care of myself. So I started to eat everything I wanted to eat, and I'm telling you, I started to put it on. And of course, people like, you know, when you're pregnant, well, I was eating for like 4 people, you know, I was not eating for 2, you know. So I did keep that weight on me, 35 pounds that I still wanted to lose. And people were like, I wasn't big, but I didn't like myself. I knew I needed to shed this weight. But first of all, I hated exercising and I hated eating right. So I'm like, you know, I'm just really, it was really discouraged. So I went to the gym off and on and lost like 10 pounds, put it back on, lost 15 pounds, put it back on. So I was never consistent with my health. So I do have diabetes that runs in my family. I have actually 4 of my grandparents have died because of diabetes. And I have my aunt's really young, and she has diabetes. And my grandpa has diabetes, the one that's still living. And my dad has diabetes. So it's runs in our family. But I told myself, I remember saying, I know I break this in the name of Jesus. This is not going to come on me. But, you know, we can break something, but we need to remember we need to walk it out. Yeah. So we can always say these things, but God says you have the power and you have that authority to die to that flesh. So in that time, my last son, do we have the pictures? Do you have the pictures? Okay. My last son, I gained, I was 180 when I gave birth to him. Like I said, I was 4'11". Okay.
So show her before picture, yeah, ladies, right before the before pictures. Picture.
This is after I had my son 2 months after.
Mighty screen, show us the before.
In the name of Jesus, right there.
We all are looking at you, screen.
Okay, so anyways, let me just keep going on. So I gained that weight, so I didn't tell anybody. It was like, oh, so much weight you gained. And I'm like, I don't know. I was like 35, but I'm like, no, it wasn't, you know. But I was so, I mean, I'm telling you, I was, my skin started stretching. I never started to, I mean, my legs, and I was like, oh my gosh, I cannot believe myself. But I had the I don't care spirit. I don't care. I don't care. I'm going to do what I want to do. I don't care. I don't care. And man, did I pay for it afterwards. And I'm telling you, it took me 2 years. 2 years. So I understand where you feel like, oh my God, I had 60 pounds I had to lose. 60 pounds. And that was so discouraging to me because, like I said, I didn't like to exercise, and then I did not like to eat right. So I had people come in talking to me about health. I'm like, you know, I mean, was not opened. And so do not miss that, because maybe you feel like you're feeling bad about yourself. But the scripture that God did give me was when I first started to lose weight and just started to like, God help me to do this. It was, Luke 10:27, he said, he answered Jesus, Lord, love your Lord, your God, with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your mind, and love your neighbor as you love yourself. I mean, how can that be like a healthy scripture? It is, because you first need to love God, because when that power of God, I mean, of course we love God, but you need to get into your word. You need to know the word. But the whole thing is, the other part of that scripture was, love your neighbor as you love yourself. I could only give out what I had. And a lot of it was, I can give out encouragement to other people, but God said, Nicole, you need to start loving yourself and you need to start seeking to get healthy, because that's what's going to help other people. So you're telling people, oh, you can do it. But inside, you're not really even telling yourself that. And so I was like, God, forgive me. Forgive me for not taking care of my body. I need to love myself. And I, you know what? My seed was like a mustard seed for myself, seriously, because I had so much weight on me. And I mean, you know, I'm young, I know, you know, but the whole thing is I needed to love myself enough to change something inside of me. So what I started to do was I prayed, God, give me something I can like. And I found one day, I found on infomercial Zumba. And it was so funny because I'm not a good dancer at all. So, I mean, people were like, yeah, you were. I'm like, oh, my gosh. No, I wasn't. I cannot have – my coordination was always off, and I was off with, like, 3 or 4 beats and stuff. But I can, you know, keep a groove, like, you know. So anyway, just to be encouraging, just to tell you guys that you guys can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. And guess what? We have the fruit of our spirit inside of me and all of us. So we have self-control. We just got to use it. So just remember, little progress, little things at a time, little things that make all the difference. It's the little things that do make a huge difference, okay? So don't go overwhelmed. I would say what I did for myself, and I gave myself 30 days just exercise. And it wasn't even like hard exercise. It was 3 times a week just doing walking or on the elliptical. And I wasn't like losing my breath. I was just moving. And 3 times a week. And I started to do that. And I didn't change my diet because I didn't want to overwhelm myself. Because you give me too much, I don't want to do it. I just kind of shut down. So then after that, I started to see little results. I started seeing inches. Oh, I wonder if I take this out and do this out. I'm telling you, I lost 60 pounds in 2 years, and I'm able to keep it off. And I've been free of this total of 2 years. So 4 years ago, I was overweight, and I've been able to keep it off. So it does work, okay? But I wanted to show you guys just a little thing real quick so that you guys can do at your house. Get some music that is going to encourage you and build you up. So if you guys can stand up with me. So what I'm going to have you guys do. What I'm going to have you guys do, pull out your chair. Pull out your chair. Yep, pull out your chair.
Okay, you guys can spread out. We're going to, we got to get up and move a little bit,
come
ladies.
Come on. This is talking about exercise.
Okay. It's all right. It's going to be all good.
Well, don't pull some of them off.
You guys can spread out over the, you know, the whole room. We'll get back to it later. Can move our chairs back later. Oh, and here's Nicole. She's getting us all doing it, too. We're going to lead by example. Lead by example.
So get excited about this, okay? Woo! We're getting some endorphins, you know, exercise. I don't know about you. Have you ever gone somewhere, you like Pastor, Pastor, I consider you a pastor, too. But Vanessa, Dr. Vanessa, she was talking about exercising and relieving stress. Seriously, exercise does do that, and you release those endorphins. Have you noticed? You're like, oh, my gosh, you're like full of life after you work out, even if it's been 15 minutes. So it does work. So if you can go ahead and play that. So this is what we're going to do. We're going to be all cute, okay? We're going to hit our foot, up, up. Up, come on, keep that core in. All right, here we go. Okay, now we're gonna walk around our chair. Stay there. I'm walking around my chair. Oh yeah. Oh, okay. We're gonna do a little squat. I want your knees to be soft. Okay, butt out. Your butt has to be out a little bit. Okay, 5, 6, 7, 8. Now hold the chair. Go up, now squeeze. Hold the chair. Up and squeeze. Hold the chair. Up and squeeze. Hold the chair. Now we're gonna go. Oops-a-daisy, 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 oops-a-daisy. Good, come on. Now let's stay down. Oh, no. Oh, my goodness. My legs are on fire. Oh, yeah. Okay, now bring it up. All right, here we go. Bring it up again. We're going to bring our hand up right here. 5, 6, 7, 8. Now pull. Now down. Am I retaining it? Will only be a shame. So let me hear you say.
Oh, yes. Pull. Good job. Pull. Do you feel that? Good. Give me six more on the other side. Pull. Come on. Pull. Woo. Now pull. Good job. Now bring it down again. Let's bring it down again. Now we're going to oops-a-daisy and now fall. Down. Now up. Now squeeze. Now up. Now down. Now up. Now come on, ladies. Smile on your face. Come on. Good job. Now squeeze your core. Good job. Good job. Woo. Okay, now walk up. Oh, yeah. Attitude. Go in front of your chairs. Come on. Come on, ladies. Now we're bring your foot up. Foot. 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 Come on. Foot. Foot. All right, ladies. Pretend you're the chair right here. Oh, yeah. Now don't sit down. Woo! Come on. Come on. Good job. Come on. Here we go. Come on. Hands up. Oh, yeah. Bring your squeeze. Good job. Woo! All right, girls. Walk back. Oh, yeah. Have a shaky, shaky. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay, here we go. We're going to bring our arms up. Good. Now, you can go home and get some cans out of your cupboard and use it as resistance. Come on. Pull. Good. All right. Come on. Let's do a little attitude again. Oh, yeah. Come on. Go around your chair. Good job. Good job. Awesome.
Good job, ladies. Thank you, Nicole. So good.
See, our heart rate for that little amount of time, we went up 155. Okay, guys, it does work. So you guys just have fun. Have fun. All right? Okay.
All right. Thank you, Nicole. Nicole's going to go. She's a mentor in Breaking Free. So she just helped us get physically fit. She's going to go help the ladies get spiritually fit. It's good. Okay. So our next on the panel is Ashley. So, Ashley, tell us a little bit about yourself and share with us.
Ladies, you rock. Woo! And it's not just because you go to The Rock. You really do rock. So, Ashley Benavides, a certified personal trainer. We do some group X classes in the park, and we just have fun. We laugh a lot. But I also, we own a company, and we're all about holistic. So, today, I'm going to get to talk to you about nutrition.
So real quick, holistics is not another religion. It is what?
You're absolutely right.
The name is a little scary, I'm going to be honest.
Holistic means that you're taking care of your body. We really focus on making sure that your relationship with God is intact. Because if you don't have that, then it's impossible to be healthy. Because you're trying to do it on your own and your own strength. And it just doesn't work so well. So today, I'm going to tell you a story. Actually, it's a story you already know. It's about Jesus feeding the 5,000. So everybody knows that story. But I want you to pay attention and listen from the nutrition perspective. And I'm only going to read a couple of verses. But this is from Mark chapter 6, verses 36 through 38. And let's see here. Where am I? Okay, so the disciples were saying, Jesus, there's all these people here. And so Jesus tells, The disciples told Jesus, hey, send these people away so they can go to the countryside and towns around here to buy themselves something to eat. And Jesus answered, you give them something to eat. And they said to him, we would all have to work a month to earn enough money to buy that much bread. And Jesus asked them, well, how many loaves of bread do you have? Go and see. When they found out, they said, oh, Jesus, we have 2 granola bars and a couple bags of chips. Okay, somebody's paying attention. That's good. No, they came back to Jesus and they said, well, we emptied our pockets and we found some Cheetos and some Cheez-Its. Eh? No, they didn't. They said, we have 3 loaves of bread and 2 fish. 3 loaves of bread and 2 fish. It wasn't Wonder bread. It wasn't Hostess bread. It was real whole grain bread and fish. How about that? So we're going to skip down to verse 42, and all this is going to make sense by the time I'm done, I promise. Verse 42, it says, all the people ate and were satisfied. That doesn't mean that they ate and had heartburn. It doesn't mean that they ate and were ready to puke because they overate. Is it okay to say puke? Okay. Doesn't mean that they ate and were like, oh, I'm so bloated right now and I'm lethargic. I need to go lay down and take a nap. No, they were satisfied. That means they could still walk around and do what they needed to do. So the main point, if there's nothing else that you get from me today that you can remember, I want you to remember at least 2 things, okay? That being, eat God food, not man food, okay? God food, not man food. I'm going to say that one more time for those who are thinking about writing this down. Hint, hint. Eat God food, not man food. That means food that God made, that comes out of the ground, that the animals, that the stuff that actually is natural, versus the stuff that comes out of a box, a package, a carton, i.e. ice cream, bonbons. That's man food. If you can look at a package and understand all the ingredients that are on it, awesome. If you don't know what half of the ingredients are and it's a paragraph long, please don't buy it, and especially don't eat it. So that's a good tip for you. The other thing that I want you to remember is when you're in the grocery store and you're shopping around, try and shop on the parameters of the grocery store. That means stay along where the fruit is, the vegetables, the whole, like the lean meats, the dairy, bypass the beer. We don't need beer. But, you know, skip over to the whole grain breads, because once you start moving into the aisles, that's when you're going to start getting into the more of the man-made food. And that stuff's going to kill you. Just like Dr. V and Yolandi already mentioned, it's going to kill you. So, and it's going to kill your kids even faster. So, I hope that's okay to say. I'm not trying to scare you. It's just reality. But, okay, so why do we want to eat God food? Because God made us. We are fearfully and wonderfully made. We are beautiful. I mean, look at you guys. You are rock stars. You're all glowing out there. And God made us for a purpose. He made food for a purpose, too. It's full of macronutrients and micronutrients, which means they are dense for nutrition that we need, okay? Now, if you're eating stuff that's in the aisles, they've taken all of that food out of there, or all the nutrients out of the food, and they've tried to put it back in. Well, once you take something away from it, it's no longer perfect as God intended. So you want to make sure that you're just eating as many fruits as you can, as many vegetables, lean meats, legumes, grains. And I'm seeing some glazed over looks. Does this mean it's like getting hard and challenging?
No. I think that's good how you're giving us an example. Like an example of what's a meal that you like to eat that you could suggest to us. That's a whole food.
Lentils are so good.
So that's beans, right?
Lentils? No.
Oh.
Lentils are lentils. So, oh, perfect. Okay, there you go. There's a picture. There's some. The lentils are actually on this end. They're kind of green. They're circular. But these are all perfect examples. There's some amaranth in there, some millet, some brown rice. Do not eat white rice, please. You're going to stop up that colon, and oh, boy. Yeah, not good. So what I specifically want to talk about, because we're running out of time, but we're talking about fruits and veggies, lean meats, whole grain bread. Please make sure it's 100% whole wheat, because if it just says whole wheat on the package, it's really not whole wheat. So 100% whole wheat. But what I want to specifically talk about, have we gone to the well, that's all right. So trans fats and high fructose corn syrup foods. Those things. Type 2 diabetes? Oh, yeah. You might as well just say, bring it on, because I'm going to get it someday. High fructose corn syrups, that's found in... Oh, let's talk about trans... Okay, perfect. They're on it. Good job. So high fructose corn syrup, what it is a killer. And it's a leading cause of obesity and diabetes, type 2 diabetes in the United States, which is a preventable disease, by the way. These are just some of the examples of where high fructose corn syrup is found. Just some. It's in everything. So what I want you to do is read those labels. Because you can see right here on the Coke can, high fructose corn syrup. That's what it looks like. So read those ingredient labels, because that's where you're going to find the best information, is reading the ingredients, not so much the nutrition label. The other thing I want to talk about are trans fats. Now, you'll know that you're eating a trans fat because your mouth will feel a little slimy. It'll feel kind of like there's this film on it. Trans fats are one molecule away from being a plastic. God did not make our bodies to process plastic. So these foods have trans fats in them. And this is not an exhaustive list. There's tons out there. So what you want to look for when you're at the grocery store, look for in the ingredient label stuff that's the words hydrogenated, partially hydrogenated oils. You're going to look for shortening, lard. If you're using any of that stuff, you're ingesting trans fats. And there's a reason why you can't get rid of that fat, that tire around your waist, is because your body doesn't know what to do with it, so it just stores it as fat. So you stop ingesting them, you're going to start losing that tire, I guarantee you. So they've already talked about just these foods. If you just calm down, stop, take out the high fructose corn syrup, the trans fats, you will reduce your risk of cancer, heart disease, high blood pressure, all these things that they talked about. And you're going to feel a lot better. You're going to have more energy. And you add in Nicole's 30 minutes a day, and you're going to feel like $1 million. And you're going to look like $1 million, too. And you're going to be walking around like, hey, what you doing? So the best advice I can give you is just to read the ingredient labels. And last thing, because I have 30 seconds or something. 1 minute. Oh, super. So much time. Please do not go on a starvation diet, ladies. Ladies, please. Because what happens when you start, God made you to eat food. That's why he invented it. If you limit your food intake to one meal a day or 2 meals a day, oh, because I'm just so busy. Well, get unbusy or something, because the more you starve yourself, the more weight you're going to carry. Because your body, it does not know when it's going to get fed again, so it's going to hold on to every single thing that you give it. So you have to eat regularly. Almonds, nuts, whatever, fruit, whatever you need to eat that doesn't have high fructose corn syrup or trans fats in it, and you know what the ingredients are, as long as you're eating those things every 2, 3, 4 hours, you're going to feel so much better. You're going to look better. It's just life is going to be so much better. And last thing, drink water. You need, there's a doctor out here, his name is Dr. Stephen Colbert. He wrote a book, and whenever he sees a new patient, if he will not treat them for any ailment until his new patient has drank water for 2 weeks. Cutting out all soda, cutting out all coffee, 2 weeks of just drinking water, 50% of your body weight in ounces, ideally. So if you weigh 130 pounds, then you should be drinking 65 ounces of water a day. But by the time they come back to get their checkup, 70% of the ailments are gone just because they drink water. So if you're tired or whatever, drink water. You're going to lose weight, I guarantee. Just satisfy yourself with God food, not man food, and be rock stars. Because it's not just your life, but it's your family's lives. And eventually, actually, it's the world's lives that you can affect. So just make those good choices.
Good. Thank you, Ashley. No, you get tricked. My husband about fell out of his chair when he found out Raisin Bran was not really healthy for you. He was like, what? There's raisins and there's bran. Like, the whole time he thought he was doing so good. So, okay, Sarah. Sarah is my friend, and she's a mommy who has totally just changed the food intake and health in her family. So tell us about it, Sarah.
Hi, ladies. Well, before I go any further, I just want to say I am not a professional. Like she said, I am a mom and a wife. I do not have a degree. I am not certified in anything other than Jesus Christ. And and sometimes that's all you need. But I just want to tell you, I can be a little intense because I am passionate about it, because I have seen the devil almost take out my family through diseases, through health. So I get a little righteous anger about this issue, but I am not here to put fear on you. I am not here to discourage you. You got to do this in faith, like you've heard all over this panel. It has to be done through prayer. It has to be done through faith. I believe in the healing power of Jesus Christ because I know that he healed my parents because they're not dead, they're alive. But I also believe that we got to learn through wisdom, and we, like, you know, Nicole said and everybody else, you got to put the hard work into it and not just say, you know, I can eat that Big Mac whenever I want, but Jesus will heal me, just like the video. So I just want to just say that before I start. A little bit of my testimony is I grew up in a very normal home. I grew up not rich. We had a very small food budget. We were Mexican, so we ate Mexican food, and we ate fattening food, and we enjoyed it. We had barbecues all the time. And like I said, my mom didn't have a lot of money to buy the best foods. We went to the cheap stores. We used coupons, whatever was cheap, you know, like the mystery meat. We ate mystery meat a lot because it was cheap. And so we didn't grow up knowing about nutrition. And, you know, my grandma didn't even really speak any English. So it was just, you know, you eat what you eat and that's it. And, I grew up in a home, like Pastor Michelle said, where I heard little comments like, you're fat, you're chubby, you're bloated, all those things from my older brothers and sisters. And so I developed an eating disorder in, you know, like at 13, I was anorexic and bulimic. So health has always been an issue for me. Trying to find a medium balance, a good, healthy balance, has been, you know, one extreme to the next. And then as a teenager, my mom got very sick. She did have type 2 diabetes. Really, really bad. She was on insulin. She was on pills. Everything that Dr. Vanessa talked about, she had all those issues and all the side effects that come along with medication. And then we discovered that she had a liver disease. And so she was on so much medication that she literally couldn't think straight. She would sleep for days sometimes. It really was traumatizing. That was 8 years of my life. And then she needed a liver transplant. And that was even more traumatic. Seeing your mother on her deathbed is something you don't forget. Trying to come up with the money to provide the operation and the medicine after the operation that is an arm and a leg and everything else is stressful. Probably like a year after that, we found out that my dad had colon cancer, which is very related to your diet. And so had to go through that with him. He had a mass. They had to do an operation. It was extremely traumatic. And so I can tell you it's very close to home for me. It is very personal to me. And it makes me angry that the enemy uses this to deceive us to think that it's not an issue until we're on our deathbeds, until our children have diabetes or, you know, there's kids in the hospital with cancer and things like that. So it's a personal thing for me. And at the same time, you know, I'm dealing with that, getting my mom healthy because, you know, when they give you a liver, they want to make sure you're going to take care of your body. They want to make sure they're giving it to the right person. So I started learning about nutrition. I started learning about health. I met with dietitians and nutritionists at the hospital, and I started thinking, okay, I got to do this. But I didn't get healthy for me yet. I was just taking care of her. And it wasn't until my husband started getting sick, mysteriously, and we went to the hospital and or the doctors, and they took all kinds of tests because it was just weird. There was no explanation. And they called him the next two or three days and said, you need to get back in here. Your numbers are high here. Your numbers are low here. Your numbers are high here. And he was like 28 or something. And so they came back. Something was wrong with the liver. Some numbers were wrong with the liver. So I said, oh, no, I've had enough with the liver. At the same time, my daughter was having issues with digesting certain foods. And she would, scream in agonizing pain. She was constipated. We'd be in the bathroom forever. And I started noticing it was with meat and corn. And so I went to her doctor. I had a great doctor that really believed my mother's intuition and said, okay, let's take her off this. Let's fast this. Let's see what happens. And so all these health things were happening. And I just got like angry. And I just said, you know what, devil? I am going to believe for healing. You are not going to steal my mom, my dad. You're not going to steal my husband. This is not going to happen, but I'm going to do my part. And so, you know what? I believe that we just think that we're going to leave health up to the doctors, which we love you. You guys are awesome. You're geniuses. And the nutritionists. And we just think, tell us what to do. But we need to take responsibility, ladies. And that's something that I learned. You know what? I don't have a degree, and I didn't even finish high school. But I'm going to get in there, and I'm going to learn about this thing. And I'm going to change the way my family thinks and the way they live and the way they feel. So I got very passionate about it. You know, you got to get angry. The enemy was not going to. I wanted to live to see my grandkids. I wanted my husband to live and fulfill the plan of God on his life. And you know what? You got to be healthy to do that. Yeah. You know what I mean? You got to. I mean, look at Pastor Jim and Deborah. They got to go out and fulfill the plan and will that God has for them, but they got to stay healthy to do that. So anyways, that's my story, and I just kind of learned how to, you know, how to do this thing. And, you know, the body gives us warning signs, and I also believe the Holy Spirit gives us warning signs. Those warning signs when you think, oh, I'm just going to ignore that and not go to the doctor. You should go to the doctor. You should start reading some books there and not ignore it, because I believe God gives us hints so that we change. So, you know, today I just want to talk to you about what to do when your family doesn't want to. They don't want to get healthy. My family did not want to get healthy. My husband loved me, and he loved it good. That whole lethargic thing, when you eat too much food, the man ate so much meat at barbecues, he would pass out. Like, and I mean, one time I was like, you smell like meat. Like, oh, that's disgusting. He did not want to do it. But, you know, he was sick. He was sick, and I really believe, ladies, we have to sit down and talk to our family face-to-face sometimes. And I remember sitting down telling him, you know what, I want you to live. I love you. I don't want to be unhealthy. You saw what we went through with my family. I don't want to be that. So here's the deal. In this house, God's given me the mandate to cook. He's given me the mandate. You know, you go make the money, and he's told me how to spend it. So I'm going to go to the market and spend it better. And anyways, and we had that talk, and I just said, outside of this home, you are a grown man. You can do whatever you want. You can go buy cheeseburgers. You can go buy soda, whatever you want to do, because that's what he said. Well, I'll just eat it outside. I said, okay. But inside, you're going to eat lentils, because I love lentils. You're going to eat brown rice, and this is what I cook. And I got made fun of, and they laughed at me at that dinner table. They didn't eat. They spit it out. They went and threw it away. But I said, that's what we have. And you know what? I can say this day he's healthier than I am. He's healthier than I am. And I remember the day that I turned around and I said, honey, do you remember when you used to fight with me about this? And he looked at me and he said, yeah, I do. I remember that. I hated that food, but I love that food now. Like, I just want a salad and an apple and, you know, and he is so healthy. I'm so proud of him. It's really weird. He doesn't even really eat meat anymore. But I just wanted to encourage you, you know, don't give up. Don't give up. If God is putting this conviction on your heart, you know what? It takes, you know how they say it takes kids 7 to 12 times to get used to a food? I just applied that to my husband, not because he's a kid. I'm not trying to belittle him. But I just say, well, if it works for my kids, it's going to work for my husband. And it's true. It definitely is. You have to rethink and relearn. The Bible says to renew your mind. Well, it's the same thing. You're going to have to renew your mind to this new lifestyle, and your taste buds will change. And your body, once it knows what's good in you and you get the junk out, your body's going to crave the good instead of the bad. And it's just rethinking the whole thing. Get free education, guys. I remember going to Loma Linda and taking their classes there sometimes. I go to Clark's, and Clark's has a lot of free education and things. You can go in there and hear a lot of authors and things. The internet is amazing. Blogs, the library, just educate yourself. Don't say, I can't learn it. It's too hard. That's an excuse. And we have to take responsibility, ladies, for what we're doing. I think I'm out of time. Sorry, I had more, but sorry.
Sarah, that was so good. And I hope that encourages some of you ladies, because her family was literally looking at death. But she said, no, they're not going to die. They're going to live. And you can do the same. Maybe you're saying, Pastor Michelle, this is so much for me to think about. You don't know my health. But you know what? That was the same place Sarah was at with her family. And you can make the switch too, and you can flip it over. God is bigger, yes? Did he conquer the grave? Yes. Okay, Christina. Christina, tell us about yourself, and what do you have to share?
Okay, hi, ladies. My name's Christina, like Pastor Michelle said. And I've always loved nutrition. I wanted to be a nutritionist, never finish that goal, but I've always just had a passion for it. It makes me excited. I hear something about your body, and I'm like, oh my gosh, that does that to my body. I don't want to put it in my body. You know, like, I'm very lucky in that sense, but I'm very passionate about this because I see that there is a worldwide epidemic, and it's not just out there. It's in our church, and it's affecting us, and it's very scary because there's a statistic out there now that says our children are not expected to outlive their parents. They're expected to go first. I mean, that's a scary, startling statistic. Did you guys get that? Your kids are now not expected to outlive you. No, what parent wants to see their kids go? And that's not to put fear in us, but that's to cause us to wake up and say, whoa, okay, something's going on. I'm not receiving a bad report, but I'm going to take that and I'm going to start making some changes. And, you know, being in the church, I just feel like God is going to do something big, and he's going to use us, and he's going to use the body of Christ to start setting, to be the light and start setting a precedence of what it is to be healthy and whole and blessed, not just financially, not just spiritually, but physically. I mean, this is, God has not called us to be hindered by high cholesterol, or to be hindered where we, you know, we're gaining so much weight, we can't even bend down, or we can't play with our kids. That's not healthy. That's not what God's, and this isn't to condemn anybody, but this is just so that we can say, you know what? We're not going to take it anymore. The world is trying to shove this so-called food, which is not food, and they're trying to give it to us and say, oh, hey, get 3 bags of chips for $1. What a deal. No, that's not a deal. And God created vegetables and grains and fruit, and he created us. So he knows what the best thing is for our body to make it flourish, right? So, I mean, I'm excited about what God's going to do, because I know he's going to do something big. And I know that us talking about this nutrition is, you know, can be very boring, and it can be very like Mount Everest, where you're looking at it and you're just thinking, this is too big. This is too overwhelming. So I want to just kind of, throw some of the reasons why you might not be interested, or why it may seem like it's too big. Because I think if we see those excuses and we see the reasons why we're not making a change and we face it head on, we're going to be more apt to say, okay, you know what? That's me. That's what I'm saying. And I'm not going to say that anymore. So one of the excuses that, you know, I find a lot of people saying is, well, to eat healthy, it costs a lot of money. And you know what? That is partially true and partially not true. In Proverbs 31, God tells us who we are as a woman. And he says that this woman, and this is us, that she goes afar and she gets her goods from afar. Okay, I can tell you, I shop at like 3, if not more, different places to find the best deal on how to feed my family healthy. And it's not always fun. Sometimes I'm like, why am I going to that store and this store, you know, when I can just go to Stater Brothers? But I know if I want to feed my kids healthy, if I can find beans cheaper at this store than that place, or if I can find, you know, healthier cereal here than there, I'm going to go to wherever it's cheaper. And yeah, it's inconvenient, but God's given us that mandate. He's told us to go afar and get what you need for your family, especially if you value them. So another way that we can combat that excuse is, you know, start a little garden. Okay, I don't have a very good big green thumb, but I mean, just a little plant is not that much money. You get your own tomatoes. You know, I mean, there's so many ways that you can combat not having a lot of money. Sarah is amazing. She goes to the bargain store and she'll find organic snacks for her kids or organic food. And I'm like, oh, I would have never even thought to go there for $1. So saying that it's too expensive, it's not going to wash, and we have to say no. And you know what? I really think that God will bless your finances when he sees that it's important to you to feed your family well, spiritually and also physically. Another excuse I want to just throw out there is that eating healthy tastes disgusting and it's boring and my kids won't like it and my husband's not going to agree. Well, listen, God made this food. It's delicious. I mean, look at that fruit. It's beautiful. It's amazing. And the thing is that we have eaten so unhealthy that we've perverted our taste buds so that when we bite into a watermelon, it's not the same as if we, you know, took a bite of apple pie, right? I mean, we're gonna crave things. But the more you start introducing healthy food, the more you start eating fruit instead of going for the cookies, or a vegetable instead of, or a salad instead of, you know, I don't know, chips, you know, your body's gonna start craving that. I have a 13-year-old daughter, and she got back from camp and she's like, Mom, feed me a salad, please, you know. So I know this works, and I've been raising her that way. Yes, she eats Cheetos, and yes, you know, sometimes I have sweet cereal with my kids. It doesn't have to be religious, and I want to just throw that out there. Be very careful, because you can go on one side of the spectrum where you're eating so good and you get the self-righteous attitude and you become it's like a religion to you, and oh, if you're not eating healthy, boo. But then you can go to the other extreme where you're not eating healthy at all, and you say, and I've heard this out of the mouth of my fellow brothers and sisters when they look like they're ready to have a heart attack, and they say to me, oh, I'm covered in the blood of Jesus, and I don't receive that. Okay, yes, you're covered in the blood of Jesus, but you have to eat healthy. It's just like you don't just spend all your money and expect that God's going to see that you're a good steward and bless you financially, right? He wants to see you're a good steward financially and with food too. And yes, God can heal you, but God wants you to do your part. So you know, and another thing with the not eating and it not tasting good, I just want to encourage you moms out there, because you're going to get opposition from your family and from your kids, and they're not going to like it at first, especially if you have little ones. Don't force them. Just say, you know what? mommy's just asking you to take one bite and just to taste it. You don't have to finish it. And then as they start developing a taste, then you start putting your foot down and you say, hey, you know what? If you want dessert, you got to eat the vegetables and fruit first. So be firm. And then find creative ways to put vegetables and fruits in your food. And we're going to go over that. But there are so many ways you can totally fool your family. And it's like a game. And it's so fun because they're drinking a smoothie. And you're like, ah, they don't even know carrots and mustard greens are in there. I mean, it's amazing. God is so good. And it just, he gives you so many creativity. So be led by the Holy Spirit, like Sarah said, because he will, like, if you don't know what to do, you just be like, God, how do I get my kids to eat this? He'll give you creative ideas. He is so faithful in that area. Well, and everything. But, okay, so eating healthy doesn't taste good. And also, I just want to say with your husbands, too, don't force them. Just be the light. You know, that's the same as salvation. If you're married to someone and, you know, you don't want to force it and shove it down their throat, the Bible says to just win them over by your actions. And that's the same as the mother and as, you know, the influencer of our home. Just love them and be the light and let them see, hey, mom's doing something different. My wife's doing something different. All right, let me try it. You know, their reluctance will start, you know, they'll start giving in a little bit. And then one more thing that I feel like we should talk about is just, you know, a lot of times we have generation of being overweight or obese, and we see our children starting to become obese, and we say, oh, well, my mother was and my grandmother was. And we're worried about talking to our kids about it because we don't want them to become anorexic. We don't want them to become bulimic. But we do that in the opposite extreme, where we don't have a sit down as a family and we don't talk and say, listen, I notice we're starting to become unhealthy. If it's showing on the outside, it's in the inside. It's in our arteries. It's in our heart. I mean, they're finding clogged arteries in 10-year-olds and little kids. I mean, that's clogged arteries is like putting Crisco in your heart, you know, your arteries. It's bad. So just have a sit down and just be honest and say, you know what, we need to be healthy and not skinny, but healthy. And we need to do that by eating what God gave us. So, and I just want to encourage you guys real quick. I know this seems like I said, Mount Everest, and it seems like, oh my gosh, this is so overwhelming. Just take baby steps, make small little goals. Like instead of giving my kids Lunchables, instead of going out to Burger King, I'm going to make lunch. You know, and it is time consuming and you might not have a lot of time, but the more you get into it, the more you think, okay, you know what? I have Sunday afternoons available. That's when I'm going to do all my food prep. That's when I'm going to start chopping my onions and chopping my vegetables, you know, meal plan. You get ideas on how to save time because you know, you can't just pop things in the microwave anymore. You can't just open up a box or a bag. You got to start thinking, and God will show you ways. He is so good. He will show you ways on how to, you know, make the most of your time, make the most of your dollar, and to get your family to enjoy this food. So just be encouraged, pray about it. God will help you. And if you fall off, you know, the other day I had sweet cereal with my kids. I was on the floor eating sweet cereal and I'm like, I'm going to be talking about nutrition, but you know, they want to see that you can have fun too. You know, if they have sleepovers, just be a little rebel. Once in a while is not going to kill you. Don't be religious, but you know, have fun with it. And God's right there and he'll help you. So I hope that encourages you guys.
Very good. Good. Thank you, Christina. Okay. So I want to remind you that you guys can text in your votes. I mean, oh my gosh. Too much American Idol. Sorry about that. Text in your questions. If you'd like to vote for a panelist, sure, go ahead. But text in your questions, or if you have your papers, our ushers are ready to pick them up and put them up in the air. Okay, I'm going to show you some pictures. And if you get a little queasy, just shut your eyes on some of them, okay? But I think this is some stuff that helps me out because sometimes I need encouraging and then sometimes I need to be like, Michelle, you better just start eating right or else you're going to go look at the pictures, okay? But here's some stuff. Let's go to the first one. Do you guys have my slides? Okay, first of all, is portion distortion. Okay, so what often when we do go eat someplace, we're served this thing on the left, all that food, but really one serving is half the patty, half the bun underneath the vegetables. You only get two pickles, half the fries, and half the ketchup. And so I think if we keep that kind of stuff in mind, and you can actually go online and they'll give you little ideas. Like I think it's a deck of cards is for a serving of meat. Is that right? So stuff like that kind of helps you out. The next one, this is the queasy one. Okay. This is an exact replica of 5 pounds of fat, which you can guess which one the fat one is, and then 5 pounds of muscle.
And so that kind of, that just encourages me, like, I am going to work out and get muscle and get rid of this fat. And if you don't like sweating, you need to think of it like this. Sweating is fat crying. It's crying in your body and going away. Okay, the next one. This is really gross. How much extra you are carrying around. So this, the top one is 5 pounds. So if you're 5 pounds overweight, the next one is 10 pounds, 15 pounds, and 20 pounds. So Nicole, little Nicole over here, who, you know, has so much energy, we just want to bottle it up, you know? And, oh wait, can you go back? That she was carrying around 3 times that bottom section. So that bottom one, she lost 60 pounds. So she was carrying around 3 times that. So when you think about that, you're like, yeah, no wonder my knees hurt. No wonder. There's Nicole's before picture. Thank you. Right? And Nicole's so funny. That's her after. Woo! I have to tell you Nicole's joke. Go back to the before picture. So she says, can we go back there? Because she cracks me up. So she says, look, it looks like I'm holding a donut. Right? But she's like, that's not a donut. That's my hand. It's my donut hand. So anyways, she makes me laugh. Okay. And then what else do I have? Go ahead and go to the fruits and vegetable one. Let's see. Okay. So these are some servings. So maybe you say, gosh, you know, I just can't get full. I just can't get full. Well, look how many carrots you can have with 100 calories of carrots versus 100 calories of chips. Okay, and then these are all 100 calories. The grapes and the honey bun, right? Your stomach's going to get more full with the grapes. And then the apple and the Snickers bar way up there. The melon versus the muffin. And muffins are not healthy. Those are cupcakes without icing. I'm just letting you know. All right, they try to trick us, but I know better. And then celery versus pretzels. Okay, all right. Well, how about this? Ashley, you want to come up here? My panel is feeding children and taking blood pressure stuff. Will you answer this question for us? It says, what can you do when you're a diabetic person and you crave sweets?
That is a great question. And yes, this slide is the answer. The best thing to do is, number one, portion control. Number two, there's a lot of good stuff out there where instead of going to get a candy bar or reaching for that cupcake or cake or going to get a Frosty at Wendy's, the best thing you can do, find some, believe it or not, there's Dates. Does anybody know what Dates is? And I'm not talking about the movie 50 First Dates. Dates is actually, yeah, so there's 3 people. Okay, 4 people. Awesome. 5. Okay, we're getting up there. So Dates are... they're these cute little things that are about this big, and they are jam-packed full of sugar, but it's natural sugar. So if you can just pop one of those and walk away, your sugar craving will go away. If you're needing something a little bit more, grapes, you can do some apple, a little bit of apple with some healthy peanut butter. Stuff like that. If you could just train your taste buds to crave the natural sugar rather than the processed sugar, then you're going to do a lot better. Now, of course, you need to talk to your doctor because diabetes, there's different, you know, you want to make sure that you're maintaining those insulin levels so you don't go into a coma. But talk to your doctor, but just a little natural sugar. If you can do natural sugar, fruit, bananas, apples, dates, all that good stuff.
Very good. Well, I'm just going to interview you then. Okay. Is Crystal Light okay? Tell us, is it okay? That's one of the questions.
Ladies, okay, so I don't want to come across as Hitler here because sometimes I can do that. Not judging. Crystal Light, anytime you have aspartame, NutraSweet, Splenda, any of those artificial sweeteners in your drinks, you are creating cancer in your body because it's not natural. You will, it's like having formaldehyde in your body, okay? That happens when you're dead, not when you're alive.
Yeah.
So if you're looking for something to, because you don't like the taste of water, I hear that a lot. If you're looking for something to put in your water to help change that taste, put some slices of lime, put some slices of orange, put some cucumber. You can add some mint. Mint is delish. Mm-hmm. It's, and you'll be like, whoo, and you feel refreshed and you can breathe better, believe it or not, because that it's all processed. Remember, God food, not man food. Crystal Light is man food. There's so many synthetic stuff in that Crystal Light and all of those other little packets that it's not good for you. So if you do one a week, it won't kill you. But if you're doing it 5 times a day, 2 times a day, then please watch out because it could be really, really bad.
Good. And if you also, Sarah, she's going to share on some organic stuff. But I went to her party and she served blueberries with mint in the water. It was like I was at a spa. I'm like, don't people pay $60 for this treatment? So treat yourself. Okay, Sarah.
Yeah, save money. Don't buy soda. Just make fancy water. Yeah. Saves you money at your party. Anyways, I hear a lot that people don't want to buy organic because they don't know what it is, and it's really expensive. True, it is really expensive. But I eat a lot of organic, and I would shock you if I told you how little I have to spend on my food budget. So what helps me is, can we put up the list that says the Dirty Dozen?
There we go.
Okay. This is a list that the EWG, which is just an organization that likes to test fruits and vegetables for pesticides and toxic things on and in the vegetables and fruit, they put out every year to let you know what are the dirtiest fruits and vegetables. That means they have, you know, genetically modified organisms in them. They are full of pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, things that should not be in your body, and you're eating them. They're meant to kill bugs, not humans, okay? And they're on our fruit. So you see right here the Dirty Dozen. These are the dirtiest 12 fruits and vegetables. If you're going to buy these, they recommend that you buy them organic. Spend a few more dollars. And if you you don't have to have celery every 2 weeks that you go to the store and buy the organic celery. Just, you know, like Christina said, meal plan, and you'll be able to save money. This, you can literally Google this. If you don't have time to write it down, and it will pop up, okay? That helps me because I know, okay, if I buy spinach, I'm going to buy it at Costco where I can get organic spinach for $4 and get a huge, like, pallet of spinach, okay? And it saves me so much money than going, unfortunately, to a place like Clark's where it can be more expensive, okay, just for, like, a little bag. Costco is coming out with a lot more organic stuff, and it's really great for big families, okay? And then the Clean 15 are the vegetables and fruits that are, like, the cleanest. They might not be perfect, but they are the cleanest. So if I'm going to buy those, I feel safe buying those, maybe not, you know, completely organic, okay? So my avocados, when I buy, you know, eggplant, which can be like 99 cents at Trader Joe's sometimes or whatever, that really helps me save money and helps me make an informed decision. Yes? Yes. They do. Trader Joe's promise is that none of their brand is genetically modified. That means nothing in the food was in a chemistry lab injected with cellular leveled, you know, toxins in the food, and that's a great thing.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes, that's very true.
And yeah. Speaking of Trader Joe's, so Christina made this glorious smoothie. Where did you get all these items from?
Okay, you guys, seriously, our church rocks because we got all this fruit over in the food line.
Yeah. What? We got all this fruit, which, by the way, the Rock Church does pick up from Trader Joe's. So a lot of the times the fruits and vegetables that you're eating are from Trader Joe's if you get the food from the FDC. So that is really exciting. And speaking of fruit smoothies, is it okay, just real quick, is it okay to use frozen fruit is it healthy to use in a smoothie?
Yeah, totally. And you know what? If you go to like Fresh and Easy or something and they are selling the fruit there that's like ready to, like the pre-cut fruit that's ready to like on its last leg, buy it because it's really cheap and then freeze it. And then you can throw it in smoothies. Or if food's like on its last leg and it's like really looking mushy or soft and soggy, cut off the bad part and throw it in a smoothie. And then what I do too is if I have it left over, I throw it in popsicle molds and I give it to my kids as a treat. And I act like it's like dessert, like it's heaven.
That is awesome. So smart. Okay, Ashley, I have another question for you. What about, and real quick, as long as it's not soaked in syrup, right? The frozen fruit? Yeah, no extra added syrup. No, don't go near that. Okay, are dry fruits good for you, like cranberries, ocean spray, for example?
Oh, boy.
So dry fruit is good for you. However, look at the label, that ingredient label, because if you look at the Ocean Spray cranberries, they're laden with sugar. They put a bunch of sugar in it to make it taste good. Or make it taste sweet, rather. So just look at the label. It depends. Yeah, dry fruit is great. It's awesome. It makes a perfect snack. But, again, look at that label. And I wanted to piggyback really quickly. Anybody know of Washington Produce? That is a phenomenal... No? Okay.
We're not going to take any hands right now.
Okay, washingtonproduce.com. You can go and pick up this big old box of fruit. It's all locally grown. It's organic. And it's only like $25, and it's
wow.
A nice big box. So you can do organic or non-organic, but it's all really, really good, and it'll feed your family. So WashingtonProduce.com, you just order online, then you go and pick up that on a like Thursday through Sunday.
Awesome. Okay, ladies, did you enjoy today? Was it good? Yeah? Good.